Good evening. Thank you, Jake, our very own Jake Wyman, for his incredible, incredible effort. On behalf of all of us, we give you a big shout out. Hashem should reward you. Today is going to learn, of course, L'zecher L'ilui Nishmas, Manish Yitzchok Ben Aryeh. We want to thank our sponsor, Nevi Neshama. This person have an aliyah, Lichtiger Gan Eden. This week is Parshas Yisrael. Beautiful parasha. We read about Matan Torah. We read the Aseret HaDibros. We stand dramatic. But before we get to the Aseret HaDibros, we have another entire parasha. The parasha, the story of Yitzro. Yitzro, as we all know, was the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yitzro, he hosted Moshe Rabbeinu in those difficult years when Moshe fled from the Egyptians. He was all alone. He was a fugitive. He was on the run. And Yitzro hosted Moshe Rabbeinu in Midian for these many, many years. Moshe married his daughter, had two children. Moshe asked permission from Yitzro if he can go back to his people after Hashem recruited him for his mission, and Yitzro gave permission. And now we fast forward to this week's parsha. Vayishma Yisrael, Kohen Midian, Choisein Moshe, Eis Kol Asher Osa Elokim L'Moshe, Uli Yisrael Amo. What exactly did Yisrael hear? What exactly did he hear that inspired him to come and visit Moshe, to join Klal Yisrael? So Rashi on this pasuk tells us he heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. He heard about Lashmur Shama Uba. What did Yisro hear that inspired him to come? Again, Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the Yam, and the Milchom of Amalek, the victory. This would similarly mean the victory that Hashem has done for the Jewish people, the salvation. And that's what it says in the pasuk. Eis Kol Asher Osa Elokim L'Moshe, what Hashem did for Moshe, Uli Yisrael Amo. And for the Jewish people, Ki Hoitzi Hashem Es Yisrael Mimitzrayim. Okay, let's go a little bit forward. Yisro comes, he sees Moshe. Moshe comes to greet him, and he says, comes with his children, and he goes forward. Vayetze Moshe likras choytznoi. Moshe comes to greet him, he bows down. Vayisaper Moshe lachoytznoi. And then Moshe tells his father-in-law what happened. It would seem that this pasuk is repetitious because we already know that Yisro knew the entire story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why he was inspired. Yet the pasuk says that Moshe related to his father-in-law, Eis, Kol Asher Osa Hashem L'Faro Ulim Mitzrayim Al, concerning Odos. The word Odos is a very interesting word. Al Odos, will take those two words together and will loosely translate it to mean concerning Yisrael. And then he says, Eis Kol Hatila'o Asher Mitzvahosom Baderech. And the word Hatila translate, we translate it now loosely, the hardships. Oyeis Ziyogea, one of the commentators translates the weakness, the toil, the difficulty. Loosely translated for the moment, the hardships. Asher Mitzvahosom Baderech, that the Jewish people found on the road. Atzilem Hashem and Hashem Seed. Yisro responds, Ayichad. He rejoices. Rashi has an interesting commentary. It means that his skin is pointy. Chad means sharp. He had almost pain. Chidudin, chidudin. He was prickled because he heard that his people, he had an affinity to the Egyptians, and they were destroyed. And the second one elaborates, and he then blesses Hashem. Vayomer Yisro, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzu Eschem Yad Mitzrayim, Miyad Paro, Asher Hitzu Eschem Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim. Now, what's going on over here? What really is going on? There's a lot of repetition. Yisro hears, he comes to Moshe, Moshe tells him. After Moshe tells him what happened, he then blesses Hashem. What is going on? There's obviously something a lot more, something very deep taking place here. I want to make the following suggestion. Yisro, when he came to greet the Jewish people in the desert, if you look at the pasuk at face value, the reason why he came was because he was impressed with the success of the Jewish people. He was impressed with their victory. Yisro didn't focus on the difficulty, the pain that came along with achieving the success. At the very beginning of the parasha, Vayishma Yisro, he heard what happened. What did he hear? Everything that Hashem did to Moshe and to the Jewish people, in that he took them out of Egypt. When Yisro comes to Moshe, says to Yisro, Yisro, you're making a mistake. If you're coming here to join us because you are impressed with our success, with the blessing of the Jewish people, the miracles, the fact that Hashem, he does things for us that are beyond nature, the splitting of the Yam, a miraculous victory over Amalek, then Yisro, go back home. You're coming for the wrong reason. That's not what we are about. And Moshe then, we've used the story of the Exodus all over again. And he says, Vayisaber Moshe lechosno eis kol asher osa Hashem lefaru ulemitzrayim al oidois Yisrael. He adds these words. It was because of what Paro did to the Jewish people. We're not focusing on our success, our victory, our revenge. There is a divine mission. The Exodus was a punishment for Egypt, not because Hashem just casually and without any planning brings punishment. It's because they took the Am HaNifchar and they enslaved them. They declared war against Hashem. Al Oidos Yisrael is a very delicate expression. There was something divine. And then he tells him in the clearest of terms, Eis Kol Hatzilah. He tells Yisrael about the tsar, the pain, the tragedy, the trauma, the loss that the Jewish people suffered. And then with that, Vayatzilem Hashem. If you're coming here because of all of the blessing, then you're making a very big mistake. And you really should not be coming here. That's not what it's all about. And when Yisrael hears this, Yisrael says something very interesting. Vayichad Yisrael kol ha-toivah, according to Rashi, one interpretation, the word Vayichad means he took out a sharp knife and he performed the bris milah. The word Vayichad means a sharp knife. I want to suggest homiletically what Vayichad Yisrael, he took out a sharp knife and he sliced off Al kol ha-toivah asher osa Hashem li-Yisrael asher hitzilu mi-ad Mitzrayim. He said to Moshe, you are correct. I've made a mistake. If I'm coming here because of the tovah, the good, then I'm here for the wrong reason. I have to acknowledge I'm not here because of the blessing that you have received. He sliced off, by Yichad Yisro, he sliced off from his approach to joining the Jewish people, the tovah. I'm not here for the blessing. What am I here for? He goes on to say, Vayomer Yisro, Baruch Hashem. I'm here now with a new perspective to bless Hashem. As Chazal tells us, the deeper meaning of the word Baruch means to acknowledge that Hashem is the source of all blessings. In that Hashem saved you from Egypt, from Paro, from your servitude, so that you can be the Am HaNifchar, you can elevate the world, you can sanctify the world through your performance of mitzvot and through your service. And now I want to join the Jewish people. In other words, Yisrael, when he came to the Jewish people, he came for the wrong reasons. He came for the Toiva. And when Moshe explained to him, it's not about the Toiva, the blessing. It's about serving Hashem. Blessing will come. There's no doubt. We have emunah peshuta that Hashem will bestow infinite, unlimited blessing upon the Jewish people. But that is not the focus. The focus is to serve Hashem. And with that comes hardship to La'ah. And what happens to the Gentiles as punishment is not because it's revenge. It's because we take delight in seeing their downfall, chas v'shalom. It's because they are challenging Hashem's chosen people, al oidois Yisrael. And Yisrael said, you're right. Thank you for putting me in the right frame of mind, for setting me straight. You are correct, Moshe. And then Yisrael went on to bless Hashem, to present us in why he wants to join the Jewish people. No more is it for the Tova. Vayichad Yisrael. Yisrael sliced off. He sliced off the word again. Vayichad means a sharp knife to remove. We're translating the words homiletically. Vayichad Yisro al kol hatova. He sliced off from his frame of mind, his approach, the good. That's not why I'm coming to join you anymore. I'm coming to join you because you are the Am HaNifchar, because I want to say, as you, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzil Eschem Yad Mitzrayim U'Miyad Paro. The second part of the parasha is the Aseres HaDibros. We know that there's another set of Dibros in Parashas Bo Eschanan, the second Luchos. And there are many differences in the wording between the first Luchos and the second Luchos. And one of those differences is the fact that the word Tov is absent in the first Luchos. In the midst of Kibud Avoim, Kadeire Sovicha V'yasimecha, in the second Luchos in Bo Eschanan, it says, L'man Yarichun Yemecha U'Leman Yitavloch. It shall be good for you. The expression Leman Yitavloch, it shall be good for you, does not appear in the first set of Luchos of this week's parsha. Why not? Why is it missing? So Chazal gave us a simple answer, and that is because Hashem knew that these Luchos would be shattered. And with the shouting of the Luchos, there is damage. Hashem did not want the blessing of Tov to be damaged. So Hashem decided, you know what, we won't even write it in these Luchos so it should not be subject to harm. But I want to present to you a different answer that's a little different. The first Luchos is the ideal. The second Luchos in Chumash Devarim represents Plan B. In Golus, we need bracha, we need Tov, we need guarantees of blessing. But in the ideal world, at the time of the first Luchos, where the Jewish people were pristine, to pure. The reason we serve Hashem is not because we want the tov. We want long days in order to have more opportunities. We want more opportunities to say Baruch Hashem, like Yisrael said. Yisrael sliced off the tov. Vayichad Yisrael al kol ha-toiva. In the first luchos, Hashem also sliced off the toiv. L'man yitav loch. That was also sliced off. Because the focus of Yadus is not what's in it for me. The focus of Yadus is what's in it for Hashem. You can be certain you will receive tov. There's no question Hashem will give us blessing. But let's not make a mistake. That's not the focus. The whole story of Yisrael is a very critical introduction to the Aseres Adibros. The conversation between Moshe and Yisrael was a conversation of, what's the purpose? What's the purpose of Judaism? Yisrael made a mistake. He came for the wrong reasons. Moshe corrected him. Yisrael accepted Moshe Rabbeinu's Musa. That's the introduction to the Aseres Adibros. When Hashem gives us the Torah, it's not what's in it for us. It doesn't say in the first Luchos, L'man Yitav Loch. The goal is, L'man Yarichun Yomecha. So we can have more opportunities to thank Hashem, to bless Hashem, to learn Hashem's Torah, to do mitzvot, to observe and participate in Hashem's creation. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful evening and a productive, successful week with good health, prosperity. And again, thank you, Jake, for your hard work bringing us together. Have a good night.